be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When John the Baptist heard in prison of the works of Christ, he sent his disciples to Jesus with this question: Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? Jesus said to them in reply, Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me. As they were going off, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine clothing? Those who wear fine clothing are in the royal palaces. Then why did you go out? To see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you. Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. The Gospel of the Lord. Why Jesus sent his disciples ask Jesus whether he is the Messiah. He himself knows it. He is the Messiah, no? On the very first day, when Jesus came to River Jordan, he said, Here, the Lamb of God. And after he baptized Jesus, the Holy Spirit descended upon him and said, This is my Son. Listen to him. So, I think John Baptist have no doubt about who is Jesus. I think he asked this question not for himself, for his disciples, for those who still doubt about who is John and who is Jesus. Because still people are still wondering whether John the Baptist is the Messiah. Although he denied, I'm not, if I am not worthy to take his shoes. But still people, you know, adoring him. You see, Saint Jesus gave the answer. So at times we are also asked, who is this Jesus? We know who is Jesus, but who is he for me? Once I was working at another parish, one afternoon, a man, I don't know, from the newspaper, I saw his figure, that is someone, you know, doing bad things. He came to my office. I was really scared. I don't know what he wants from me. You know, I was at church exclusive. I mean, the parish office is different rooms. Nobody knows what happened in my room. I can be killed. That's my fear. Yeah, the first reading. Fear not. But I had fear. After a certain moment of conversation, I still cannot calm down myself. sitting, he's sitting in front of my desk, no? Face to face. But that very moment, the word of the Lord come to my mind. He reminds me, Jesus reminds me, whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me. That means to say, I have to see Jesus in this person, although he doesn't look like Jesus. He might be hostile to me, but I have to see Jesus in him. When I change my attitude, I start to calm down myself, first of all. Then for the next moment, he told me, Father, I'm more scared than you. You see, when I change my attitude, not defensive, he become not so aggressive. And this is my secret of my ministry. Jesus' words, whatever you do to this, you do it to me. That's why we are many times asked, who is Jesus? We are always speaking of the second coming of Jesus. But Jesus is risen and he lives in us. He is in our neighbor. That's our belief. Not to wait until the date of the second coming of the Lord and then we see Jesus. And that's what the word of Jesus says. Whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me. I remember when I was a seminarian, I was sent to Rome to study theology. I'm fortunate. And more fortunate is every vacation, we're 3 months holidays. So usually we seminarians look for places that we can stay free, eat free, and work, do some warranty work. So for a couple of years I applied to England to work in London, in those OH home, Sorita home. Once, there was an old man. It's not easy to deal with. And many people told me already, be careful of this man. So I was scared. I was really be careful. Then really, this person asked too many things, request too many things, annoying. Then, this word of the Lord comes. Whatever you do to the knees, you're doing it to me. So even though this person is not welcoming, I have to see Jesus in him and treat him as if I'm treating Jesus. It helps. It's wonderful. Once, I was finished working with him, going out of the door, just at the door side, and he called me. He cannot speak much. He is a kind of a veteran from the Second World War. He was hurt with his backbone. He cannot move. Even he can't speak much. He still doesn't speak. He never greet us. But that day, with very weak voice, can't hear, but something clear. Thank you, Peter. My name is Peter, no? Thank you, Peter. I was never introduced to him. I was Peter. Nobody introduced me. I'm just a volunteer. And he never said thank you. And there's an answer for me. Because I see him, I see Jesus in him. I do whatever I can to satisfy him as if I satisfy Jesus. And this is my attitude that changes mentality. He told me, thank you, Jesus. Then, dang, I was really wonderful. This person was a very difficult person. And he said, thanks to me with names. You see, Jesus is really working. So by the time the disciple, John Baptist, asked, who are you? Are you the Messiah? Today, we can say, Jesus is here. He lives in us. not only in the people, that difficult people, among us. He promised to be with us in a special way where we love one another. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. But two or three are united in my name, I am in your midst. That's a present of Jesus. That's how we say, "Thou Lord, you are here." But it's difficult to see with human eye. So that's the Isaiah's words. Be strong. See lots. See Jesus each person. Treat him as he would like to treat Jesus. The same way. And that's our life. That's a different our New Testament, a new epoch than the Old Testament. That's why Jesus, the last word, although John Baptist is the greatest among the women, born from a woman, but he's the least in the kingdom of God. That means in the New Testament, he belongs to the Old Testament. It doesn't mean his virtue is less than we are. No. John Baptist is a Greek saint. Even we celebrate his birthday. But he is the least in the sense that because he belongs to the Old Testament, we are new generation with Jesus. We have the chance to receive Holy Communion. John Baptist didn't. He died before Jesus died, you know. We are fortunate. We are not great. But we are great in a sense because we have Jesus in you, in each one of us. And this is new generation. This is the change of the world from Jesus. He is the one who changed the world. First of all, change yourself. With the eye of Jesus. See Jesus in each person with the eye of Jesus. Jesus in you. Love Jesus and one another. And that's called unity. If you yourself have no love with the love of God, how can you say we are united? To a much less degree. Jesus wants the fullness of life. He comes to fullness of life in him. So first of all, be one mind, one heart with the Lord. That means we have to spend time for meditation, the word of God, some kind of intuition. You know, the word of God, you don't have to memorize it. For example, the two experiences that I'm sharing with you, this gentleman, hostile gentleman, and then another old man. I never memorized the gospel. But by the time when you want to serve the Lord, his word will come up. It just come up. I have a very bad memory. Many people complaining that I never remember your name. You tell me 10 times and then at 11 times I'm still asking, what's your name? This, I cannot remember. But the word of God, if you want to live, it comes. We thank the Lord for all these moments of graces that we are living with Jesus. So we thank the Lord that He gives His body and blood, His word, His sacraments, to bring us one more and more day by day, more closer and closer to the Lord. That's the wholeness of our sanctification. So we give thanks that Jesus, you know, when we celebrate Christmas, that's exactly body and blood of Christ become one with us, so that we can say, as what St. Paul says, it's not no more I live, but Jesus lives in me. Thank the Lord.